This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, a couple of quick things, real quick, not to be redundant with being quick. Let me see if I can get it here. With the Power Four commissioners meeting today in college football in New York. Sources say there continues to be focus on a 16-team college football playoff starting in 2026. And I quote, "I would say that 16 teams is becoming more preferred," said an industry inside source. "It seems like 16 may be the preferred number, but there's no format decision," end quote. Now, Pete Thamel pointed out if there was a 16-team field last season, Alabama would have been the college football playoff instead of losing the ReliaQuest Bowl to a Michigan team with no quarterback, a multiple draft, NFL draft opt-outs. That was pointed out by Pete Thamel. All right. 16 teams in the college football playoff. We kind of knew it was going that way. And then I'm going to let you know real quick in about a minute who's going to win the actual national championship in college football this year, because apparently we already know. We have a pretty good idea anyways. All right. I've always known we were going to go to 14. I've always hoped for 14 because the idea there would be the Big Ten and SEC champions would probably get the first round byes, the 1 and 2 seeds, which would actually make the Big Ten and SEC championship game, in my opinion, mean something. Right now, they're almost a negative that you don't even want to play in. I would rather, you know, Oregon, Penn State, like we had last year, actually mean more because you get a first-round bye as long as the playoffs are started sooner rather than later and you don't get this absurd 25-day layoff. If you're just getting 1 week off, it's actually a benefit. If you're getting like 3-4 weeks off, it hurts you. But I prefer that because I don't get too excited about a 1 destroying a 16 and a 2 destroying a 15, and then the conference championship games are devalued. And that's kind of how I saw it. I'd prefer 14. Teams make the 1 and 2 seeds, get byes. The Big Ten SEC champ are probably going to be those teams. Those championship games mean more, and I don't have to sit here and watch two more blowouts pretty much 90% of the time. And I know folks will point to the FCS. Well, they've done 16 teams for years. Go back in time, and you tell me the last time somebody that was a lower seed than in the top 8 made the Final Four. And tell me the last time somebody who was outside the top 6 made the national championship game in the FCS level. It's never been a 15 or 16. It's never been anyone below a 12. And if you look below 8, it hardly ever happens to get to the Final Four. And if you look below 6, it hardly ever happens to get to the championship game. I've always appreciated the regular season meaning more, games meaning more. And I always thought that made college football unique. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes more just becomes more. That's my take on it. I know where college football is going. They're going to 16 teams. And if you listen to how they really want to format it, they really want to format it that, like, the Big Ten, the teams that finish as the top 6 Big Ten teams in the Big Ten standings, 3 is going to play 6, 4 is going to play 5, and the winner of those games get automatic seats at the table along with the 1 and 2 seeds into the playoff. So I was explaining this to Jake like a month ago. He goes, "So really it's a 24 team because you got these play-in games. So really you're giving 24 teams an opportunity to make the playoffs. So really it's a 24-team playoff." And I was like, "Well, you're right. Basically, it is a 24-team playoff with these play-in games, if you realize what they are, which is really playoff games to play into the actual playoff." What are your thoughts here, Jake?
Well, that used to be the case with the old system. Even if you had, you know, 4 teams, a lot of the times it wouldn't set up this way, but it would end up being that case for the championship games. And that's what made it, you know, I thought made those games, you know, talking about the opposite of devaluing them, kind of brought them up. It just seems to be like a lot of work to try to find a way, because these championship games do make a lot of money, to keep them not just relevant, but, you know, a place in, you know, to have a place in this whole college football equation. Some conferences have looked into, I know the ACC was looking into just not having a 1 versus 2 in the championship game. So I think we've just got to kind of reframe all this sort of thing that we're looking at. Conference championships, how much do they matter now? You could argue, you know, it's something that you can, a trophy you can put up and all that stuff, get excited, hang a banner, all that. But what is that equating to once you get to the playoffs? Not a whole lot. When you go to the NFL, when you go to the NBA, there's not a whole lot of pride being the Atlantic Division champion, or, you know, the NFC North. Yeah, it's good to win it, but it doesn't really mean a whole lot. So I think that that's kind of where we're headed here, or maybe have to kind of change the way that we look at it. As you know, I like a smaller playoff. Anything they do to extend it, you know, it's kind of lost at this point. There's just a lot of teams in there. So you just got to find a way that makes everybody happy. Well, good luck when there's 130 plus teams trying to argue on their own behalf.
Well, like Joey Harrington pointed out, I mean, he's like, there's realistically maybe 12 teams every year that have a legit shot at winning a championship. And, you know, him and I kind of chat about, like, eventually it's going to be two conferences, 40 to 50 teams combined within the two conferences, and they want to make it more NFL-esque and NBA-esque and things of that nature. And the things that I used to think were unique about college football are they're going to go away because you can make more money. And in fairness, when you start paying players, I'm not saying they shouldn't be paid. I got no problem with it, but this money doesn't just appear out of thin air. So they've almost been put in a position, we got to figure out how to make more money. Do you think we're still doing this? And again, I'm not saying players shouldn't be paid, but just to play devil's advocate, if they're not getting paid, do you think this domino effect of we've got to make more money so we can now pay our labor force, do you think that even happens at all?
It's crazy to see the domino effect. And I at one time wouldn't have thought so. Like, is there a way to get payment for players without, you know, just changing the sport entirely? And, you know, so to some people, it is what it is. You see Nebraska, Michigan helmets collide on the field, you'll be happy one way or the other. For others like you and I, like you said, I love the uniqueness of my sport. So when people get say, well, it's better this way, they make more money, more people, and the players have been arguing on their behalf for a long time. But it's like, you know, whatever your favorite thing is, have somebody go up and punch it and beat it up and then, you know, bring it out and say, this is how I like it. This is how the people like it. You have to like it better. You know, it's just kind of frustrating because that's, you know, I was a big fan of college football. But just to see this kind of effect and how it, maybe if there was some sort of leadership, I don't know, this is a crazy idea, but some sort of leadership at the top that maybe could have organized this a lot better to keep a lot of the important things that we held about college football, you know, together, then maybe it would be different. But no, I mean, I think there would be a lot less change, obviously, if the players weren't getting paid, but that doesn't mean I don't think they shouldn't have been paid.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying either. I'm just raising my hand. College Football Commissioner Adam Carriker. I'm just saying, if you're watching me right now, it's what I'm doing. I'm waving to the guy across the street who stared at me awkwardly. Oh, he looked away. I made him feel uncomfortable. Hi, guy in the red Jeep. How are you doing? What if he's listening? He should turn left and wave. No, he's picking his nose. All right, we better go to break. We're only, what, 15 minutes behind like normal. That's okay. Yeah, let's go to break. When we come back, we may hold on to that Josh Pate clip until next time. I want to get into Nebraska. Starting to see some post-spring top 25 polls with Nebraska in it. Not everybody, not Joel Klatt. But let's chat about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll return.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.